Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. His website is export.gov. The phone number is 1-800 USA Trade. I encourage you to go there and check it out, folks. You know, Doug, thanks again for all the work, the good stuff that you do. Folks, the U.S. Commercial Services Division, he's in charge of the communication and marketing for that group there. They do such great work. If you're trying to grow your business and you're having a hard time finding out how you're going to grow sales in the United States, you know, think about exporting. I mean, everything in the world can't be exported, but a lot of things can, and you might be able to. So look, I've been begging you for a long time now, even before I knew Doug over 8 years ago, I was talking to you about exporting, finding out, becoming better educated about exporting, about what it takes for you to get exported. And speaking of education, Doug, one of the things you've been working on is training college business teachers about exporting fundamentals. Talk to us about that program.
Sure. Well, you know, we're very interested in growing our economy here in the United States and creating jobs. And one of the ways to do that is by increasing our exports and making more things. And as we just mentioned, Jim, in the early part of the program, a lot of U.S. companies are beginning to export, and they represent a whole range of industries and products, amazing things, really, that are coming out of our factories and workshops. So what we're doing here is we're trying to get to the community colleges where a lot of people are going back to school now in order to improve their skills, make themselves more employable, learn some new things to deal with the economy of the future. And one of those things, of course, will be the ability to find markets and buyers in other countries. So we're seeking out community colleges all over the country, and every summer, 50 community college business professors and instructors go to the campus of Michigan State University, their business school there, for a one-week boot camp on international business. And so I've been there the last couple of years and will be going again in June to present to them export as a process, to talk to them about our book, A Basic Guide to Exporting,
right,
and get them all excited about making their courses more international in focus.
So as they teach entrepreneurship, as they teach business courses, to incorporate some part of the curriculum as an introduction to what the commercial services department can do to help companies as somebody's starting a business, as they're growing a business, to not just think about U.S. customers.
Correct. And you shouldn't have to wait until you're mid-career before
right.
you understand the principles of international business. You ought to start at the very beginning.
Absolutely. And that's I'm glad you're doing that. You've been doing that for a few years now, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So
we hope to expand it. We hope to get into more business schools, and certainly we hope to influence the community college instructors, where a lot of our young people are going these days to learn job-related skills.
You know, we have a few contacts with business schools here in my organization, Doug. So let me know if we can help you with that. I mean, not that you don't, but we might have a few contacts that would help you out a little bit in some of the schools around the country. So, but now, is this just for community colleges or is it for any college?
Just for community colleges.
Okay.
This particular one.
Yeah.
And the Department of Education has a program for internationalizing the business curriculum, and that's not only for community colleges but for four-year institutions as
right.
well. It's been going
right.
on about 10 years now.
Well, see, this is
a big job.
Well, this is what makes me happy about this is that we're starting to we're shining more emphasis, we're putting more emphasis in schools on entrepreneurship, on the tools, the net of support that America has that's unique in the world, Doug. The support net, the support foundation under small businesses in America with regard with your group, Doug, with Ex-Im Bank, with the SBA, with small business development centers, with SCORE, et cetera, et cetera. There's so much support for small businesses in America that we just need to take advantage of, and unfortunately, too much of it's not being taken advantage of. And I want to thank you, Doug, for the hard work that you're doing to be part of that great support net.
Well, it's an honor to do it. It really is.
And he means that too, folks. Export.gov, and also 1-800-USA-TRADE, right, Doug?
That's it, Jim.
All right. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much.
Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.